And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Break Brand the Bold should be joining us shortly. Hopefully, this is going to be a short show today. We don't have a ton of news, but we do have a big topic to discuss at the end of the show. I'm sure you guys are familiar with the decision today in the Supreme Court. Very disappointing decision indeed for reasons that we will go over, and some of them might be more surprising than anything. So let's go ahead and get started with the news here.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, let's start with the news here. What you got?
Mori is out on consoles. And that's out now.
What exactly have we talked about this for? It seems semi-familiar.
Surreal psychological horror RPG.
Ah, okay. Well, that's cool.
It's kind of been compared to games like Yumi Nikki.
Gotcha.
It was originally an RPG Maker game.
Yeah, yeah. I think we've talked about this before, actually.
Also similar to Off. And it even has some Undertale tones, because you can choose to do non-violence.
Oh, well, that's good. That's always a good option, for sure. So, all right. Anything else on that, Eric?
I want to list the consoles it's available for. I need to pull it up. Oh, I've just been reading the headline. The games, digitally, it's priced at $29.99, or you can buy physical editions at Omo Cat Shop and Fangamer for $34.99. Those will ship in early July. I don't know if I'll pick one up or not, but maybe. I mean, I was going to save some of my money, but I got a gift card for work, which I guess I can explain to my sweetie later.
All right.
Why I got that. But Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4 are the only console platforms that are available for physical editions, but it's also available on the Xbox One, and it's on Game Pass, so if you don't want to buy and just want to check it out, if you have Game Pass, that'd be nice.
What a big advantage Game Pass has with stuff like this. Look, $30, right, Eric? And if you have Game Pass, you don't have to pay that $30. You know, I mean, that's... I mean, I've been saying it.
I'll play Game Pass. I'll play Gamer Score, sure, but I might buy the physical Switch version.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Hack and Slash Action RPG Dusk Diver 2 launches for PlayStation 5, PS4, and Nintendo Switch on August 3rd. So we've talked about this game as well. There's no video on it. They took it down for some reason, looks like. But it's a sequel to Dusk Diver 1.
I'm going to ask IFI about this, because they're publishing it. And I didn't hear great things about Dusk Diver, but apparently it's successful enough for a sequel to be made.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they made one.
So hopefully the sequel fixes the issues that the first game had.
Yeah, I know you were talking about that last time we talked about Dusk Diver, Eric, so hopefully they learned their lesson. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is Iroheart, I don't know how to pronounce this. But a top-down action-adventure RPG ventures to PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series X, S, and Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch and PC on September 30th. Australian-based indie developer Pixel Heart Studio and publisher Soidesco, I don't know, have shared that the game will be launching on the day I just said. And you wander in open world, discover dungeons, and figure out puzzles as they guide the main character, Iroheart, and a quest to stop his brother from unleashing an ancient evil and dooming the world. And in the title's initial pitch, the game was described as a 16-bit action RPG inspired by classics from the SNES era, such as The Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past.
Yeah, it looks like a very pixelated 16-bit game, to be honest, but it does, you can tell it does have inspiration from Zelda for sure. It's a very Zelda-esque game, looks like, and looks very cool, very stylish, and very, very Zelda. If you like Zelda, you're going to like this game. I can almost guarantee it. I may give this one a run. You know, it looks like they put a lot of.
The story seems work. Like. Seems like it's like you're in the world of Zelda, but like maybe it's like post-industrial revolution based on this character's clothing.
Yeah, it's different for sure.
But you look like a normal town NPC that found out that his other town NPC brother is deciding to do something terrible. So you're going to do something about it,
right?
While I hear,
you know what? That's a good point, Eric. This could be like a side adventure in Hyrule or something. You know, without them being able to use Hyrule. That's what it kind of looks like. But, I mean, it's got a cool little style to it. Like I said, a pixelated 16-bit.
Like, yeah, Link's stopping Ganon from saving the world, but this other guy wants to do this other thing that is also a problem.
Yeah. Freakbite says, I would love for every person of color to start getting guns and carrying them where legal. I bet the gun laws would change, but no telling how many POC would die first, and I wouldn't risk my life, so I wouldn't
ask
anyone.
But you want to revive the Black Panthers?
No, I think that's actually a good idea, Eric. I mean, Black Panthers got shit done, right? That's the only reason that California, you can't open carry in California now, right? Look, we'll talk about this stuff later, but let's just get through the news, man. Is it my turn or your turn, Eric?
I did Earhart.
Okay, this comes to us from RPGsite.net. Rune Factory 5 gets a Steam release date on July 13th. So, for all you Rune...
I'm just thinking of, like, Tommy Wiseau's The Room Factory.
I know, The Room.
hi, Mark.
Can you imagine a game based on that? That actually would be amazing, man. Oh, man. We're still waiting for Break to get on in here. I'm looking at the trailer. It actually looks...
I like on that movie, they don't even describe what his job is supposed to be.
Oh, do they do anything in that? I mean, the CG's terrible, the acting's terrible, the direction is terrible.
Wait, there's CG in the movie?
Yes! There was some really bad CG. They were up on a rooftop, man, or what looked like a rooftop. It was.
I thought that was green screening.
Well, it's CG. That's how they CG things is with green screen things, man. Trans women who live in states that they say are men should start going topless. Freak five, man. Oh man, that's the last thing that those people need, man. Can you imagine the outrage, man? They would be.
I mean, they have boobs, so like, why not? I mean, men have boobs too, but they're not as pronounced.
Yeah, I mean I think that actually would make a great point, but you know, they would turn it around, and can you imagine how much in peril those trans people would be? I mean, it would be terrible. All right, Eric, next story.
The next story is Tyrant's Blessing has a release date. I think we talked about this before, but it's coming to August 8th for Nintendo Switch and PC. It's a tactical RPG.
Yeah, this looks gorgeous. This game looks absolutely gorgeous. It's you remember how I said the last game looks like pixelated 16-bit? This looks like 16-bit refined. I mean, this looks really, really good. I'm not a big tactical RPG guy, but wow. I mean, if Break was here, he'd look at this and be like, I think he would be salivating at the chance to play this type of game. It looks fantastic. I don't know how else to put it, Eric. It just looks really, really good. So, there you go. Anything else on that, Eric? Can you tell us anything about the game?
You have to fight a tyrant that basically killed most of the people of the planet, and with the last few remaining people that are alive, they're going to rebel against him.
Okay. I mean, it looks really good. I mean, what do you think, Eric?
Not the planet, but just a region, I guess.
What do you think about the visuals on this one, Eric?
Parts of it look kind of rough, but it also kind of looks cute.
I mean, I think
everything looks kind of like a chibi.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't get much better than that for like old school tactical RPG goodness. I mean, my opinion. But talk about goodness here. Dragon Quest X Offline set to release in Japan on September 15th for the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC. This comes to us from RPGsite.net. So, there you go. Now, is this the chibi version, that they made, like the
yeah. Cute,
yeah.
Although it looks like combat looks like standard Dragon Quest rather than the way it plays out in Dragon Quest X proper.
Okay, all right. Because I was gonna say like I wanted like Dragon Quest X on the Switch or whatever it was at the time, and never came over here.
This kind of looks like a step up from 9 in graphical quality.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to look at some gameplay here. Do they have? Yeah, it looks like they have gameplay. I wish they wouldn't have made it like chibi character though. You know, I wish they would have went, you know, full on DQ10 style. That would have made me a little bit happier. But it, you know, if it comes stateside, that, obviously,
it's probably what they had to do in order to cram all of Dragon Quest X's content in most of the game. I mean, there's still going to be DLC packs that cover some of the content that. They couldn't contain.
Hey, Bernie, have a good day at work, Bernie. Bernie's at work. She was listening to us. Thanks so much for joining. I appreciate you big time, Bernie. And I know you're having a hard time with today, but trust me, everything's going to be okay. So, all right. So that's cool. That's the news for today, guys. Do you think this is coming stateside, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, this is the biggest reason why they probably did it, so they could sell it globally.
Yeah, I wish, man.
Without having to commit to doing an MMO that's competing against its other MMO.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm hoping.
Or rather, it's other two, because 11's still going.
Yeah, I'm hoping. That'd be really, really cool. Let me see if Break is in chat yet. Let's see here. Looks like he's in there. I don't know. Alien Gathering's in there. Danking Around is in there. Edelina is in there. Bernie was in there, but I think she just left. And Sony PlayStation.
And it's probably better that the offline version exists, because I don't think the gameplay of Dragon Quest X was all that great, from what I've read and heard.
Well, I mean, I looked at the gameplay, and obviously I'm a little biased, Eric, but it didn't look too bad from what I was saying, but it did look like kind of a step back. I did want to play it, though, so, you know, I'm a big Dragon Quest fan, so it is what it is. All right, homie discounts, there's some new sales on PlayStation. Did you see anything on the eShop worth listing out, Eric, or are we good there?
There's a big old sale thing, and there's probably too many to count, so...
Yeah, there's a lot on the PlayStation,
but too. All I can really tell you is go to... I forget what it's called, but there are sites that cover that stuff. So, yeah. Just type in big old sale Nintendo Switch... And
yeah,
someone will cover it somewhere.
All right. And same thing for Xbox. I didn't see anything too major on there. But there you go.
Sony's got like a sale going on too.
I don't know if Breakman has anything. And dear Breakman, let me see if he's online yet. Doesn't look like he's online quite yet. Yo, let me see. Oh, he is online. Yay. Let's see if he's... gonna respond. I think it says he's active there, so hopefully we can get him on in here. But let's go ahead and talk about what we're
doing. Inquiring minds want to know.
What have you been playing, Eric?
Ghostwire Tokyo. Almost done with it.
Alright.
Gonna go for the platinum though. And I finished AI and the Somnium Files over the weekend.
Oh, cool. Do you have any reviews on that? Or
actually, I think I covered that last week. I was going to, but I'm going to save it for when I play the sequel and finish that, so I can have both of them together. But I played through Castlevania Anniversary Collection. I beat all the games in that collection at least once, because there are multiple endings for a couple of those games.
Yeah.
And I played TMNT Shredder's Revenge just a tiny little bit, just to try to mess around with Casey for a bit.
Yeah. How's that going?
That's a fun game.
Yeah. Colin Breakman now, he should be on here any second. What else you been playing, Eric?
I've been playing a Switch MUP called Horgihu and Friends. Yeah. And it's a competent shmup, but there's one big issue I have with it, and that's the fact that the game doesn't have any meaningful way of showing you how much damage you're or if you're damaging an enemy, because there's no health bars and it doesn't flash when you shoot them. So you just gotta hope that you're actually damaging it. Because I was in the middle of the second boss of the game and I couldn't tell if I was hurting it or not.
Wow.
And it just went on forever, and then I ran out of lives because I just couldn't keep up.
Yeah. Let's try Call and Break again. I don't know what's going on here.
I've been trying to look for videos online, and it's all of the PC indie version that came out years ago prior to the Switch release.
Yeah.
And they're all playing the Fergie mode, which skips a couple levels, it looks like. It says it's normal mode, but maybe it's not even it, and I think there are just more levels in the Switch version, and nobody's doing 1cc's versions of the Switch release so far.
Yeah.
So I can't tell what to do for this boss.
Hey, you there, Eric?
Yeah.
Alright. We're trying to call Break to get Break back on here. Scotoma's in chat. He said, I just got the TMNT Shredder's Revenge. It's badass. I was playing it with my boys, and they loved it, too. So far, nothing but good vibes on that game, Scotoma, for sure. I know Eric is enjoying it. I know Break, if we can ever get Break on here, is enjoying it as well. I want to get
maybe
it, too.
Maybe Shredder ruined his internet connection.
I know. Maybe he beat Shredder, and Shredder got pissed off and decided to ruin his game there. But we're trying. We're trying to get Break on the line here. I don't know what's going on here. It's really weird. Like Break has problems every single week with Skype, and I think it's his laptop, man. He needs an upgrade. He was playing a Splinter. You were playing a Splinter. That's kind of cute. Scotoma playing
like
a Splinter.
The weakest character of the game.
It is. It is. From what I hear. All right.
It's like April's. Week nope. two, but April's Go got TPS Go because she can attack quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. This dumb dog keeps coming in here, and I don't want him pissing in my room, this little stupid... Hey, Breakman, do we got you?
I hope so.
Yes! We finally got Breakman! Woohoo!
Finally! So fucking irritated. Yeah. Just so fucking irritated. Next time this happens, I'm going to use my phone. I'll have to figure it out how to get the links and all that, but I'll use my phone.
Yeah, no worries. No, well, I mean, I guess you can use your laptop, your piece of shit laptop, to get the links. I mean,
I guess. Like, I'm...
Dude, we need to do...
I don't understand. It should not be that hard. Just...
We need to get a GoFundMe to get you a new laptop or something, man. Like something like that. All right, so... We got through all the news, Break, and we're talking about what we've been playing, because I'm assuming there's nothing in Dear Breakman this week, right?
He never puts anything there.
Well, not him. Just in general, nobody sends us anything. Anything in Dear Breakman, Break?
No, I'm talking about like even what you've been playing session. He barely does.
Break, so hold on, Eric. Break, are you there?
Oh, no.
We might have lost Break again. Are you on mute, Break? Oh, jeez. Oh, no! We had Break. Break, are you there? All right, so in chat, they're talking about the Multiverse of Madness and Beavis and Butthead. I like Multiverse of Madness quite a bit. It was pretty dark. Oh, no, we just lost Break. Let me see if I can add him again. This sucks, man. I hate this. I hate, like, when we lose Break. Come on. All right. While we're trying to get him back, I don't have Paramount Plus. Now it says Break is unavailable. Fuck. Oh, man. Oh, Break. Breakman. Wherefore art thou, Breakman? Oh, we had you, dude.
It's time for his phone.
Yeah, get your phone, dude. I don't know what to say. I'm trying. We're trying to get Breakback at the moment, but Breakback Mountain.
I remember that. Mm. I remember that time when Skype was on the PS Vita.
All right, Break. We should have you back.
I hope so.
Yes, we got you back, man.
Okay, good.
So no.
Dear... Like I was complaining about Skype not working, and all of a sudden, wait a minute, nobody else is talking.
Yeah. Well.
God damn it.
I know. Well, I think it's your computer more than anything, Break.
I just if I had like money and stuff, I'd throw this one out a window. Because...
I know, man. I know. Maybe you can pick up a really cheap Chromebook on Craigslist or something. You
we
know?
Just called Clarence Thomas like Uncle Tom. Is it his name?
Oh God, man! We're gonna have a discussion.
Are we allowed to call somebody Uncle Tom? Like that's a Wow, like that's a black phrase. Like that's
well, I mean.
Like, I don't know. I don't really feel comfortable calling somebody else Uncle Tom.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of cringeworthy.
Call Uncle Fom instead.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's that like they're calling somebody Uncle Tom, saying you're a traitor to your race. Well, I'm not black though.
Yeah, so I don't think
for me to like determine what somebody's race
is. Yeah, I think I agree with you. I don't like using any terms that are you know.
I mean, he is an Uncle Tom, not just us. We can call him that, right?
Eric, I don't know. That's like ground I don't like to tread at all, man. I just.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. We could ask other people and stuff. It's just that's how it feels to me.
Yeah, but technically, aren't we all African?
Yeah, but Eric, like black people are
he's
black people.
He's a traitor to our country, at the very least.
Well, so let's keep this discussion.
Can we call him Uncle Lee then? Instead?
Let's keep
Uncle
this
Lee. Uncle General Lee.
let's keep this discussion for later because I know this is a loaded discussion. But Breakman, do we have anything in Dear Breakman at all?
No. Wow, you guys are already done with the news?
Yep. We only had 5 news stories, dude.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
No, so. I didn't see anything in Dear Breakman. Mostly it's just me bitching about politics.
All right. What have you been playing, Break?
Let me see here. I haven't played that much this week because I've spent most of my time watching stuff and stuff playing. I played the Pac-Man collection some more because there are some really fun games on it. There's some really bad games on there.
You're showing your age that all you want to do is play Pac-Man, Brent.
Well, I kind of like the Pac-Man mini golf thing where you roll a ball around. Pac-Man's basically the ball.
Yeah, that's what Pac and Roll or something, I think. Then there's like the Pac Moto game, which is basically a King of the Hill game. You're just trying to knock the other balls off the edge. Yeah. We talked about the games that are not in it when complaining about that, but there are some fun games in here, like Championship Edition.
I would have really liked Pac-Man 2, which is like that weird point and click game.
Yeah, I've never really played that one. I've always wondered about it. It's got to be better than Pac
and Time.
Or Pac and Time. God damn, that game sucks too. Like, I was playing Pac Adventure. There's this point, like, in the third stage, you have to jump over this water, and I can't get it right. So
yeah,
I can't
what do you mean,
Pac
Land?
Pac-Land. Pac-Land, yeah. Pac-Land, that one.
All right, what else you been playing, Break?
Like, fuck that game, yeah. And,
Pac-Land's like, what if we did Adventure Island, but made it, like, shitty in every way possible?
I was reading somebody's review on it, and they're like, and this came out a full year before Super Mario Brothers. Yeah, well, Super Mario Brothers is still better. I mean, why are you trying, like, what's your point? It came out a year before, it's crap then, it's crap now.
They should have delayed it.
All right, what else you been playing, man?
So, just trying to unlock stuff into my fake Pac-Man arcade. Let me see, what else have I been playing? The Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge. Fun game, but like I said, it's really short, so it is really limited to what you can do with it.
That GameCube Pac-Man game I was thinking of, I think it's called Pac-World.
Pac-World?
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about. Like, it's a 3D Pac-Man game?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Scotoma says, my oldest son loves the third version of Pac-Man, whichever one that
3D,
is.
3D, not third.
Oh, 3D.
I think that's what he's talking about right now, actually.
Yeah, there was a 3D game for the 3DS, but, like, I never played that one.
Yeah. But the game that I miss the most on here is Pac-Man Versus. I love that game. Fantastic.
Championship edition is the best.
Part of the, I think that's available as part of the Namco Museum collection, like the one of the older ones, like not the not the archive museum thing.
Creek says Pac-Man Pinball was really good.
I still
good.
Need to cover along with Volume 2.
Right.
Yeah. All right, what else you been playing, Break?
Like I said, the Turtles game, but like I said, it's limited, so after I get the achievements and stuff, I'll probably just play it with friends. It really needs DLC.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping not just like character DLC, like new stages and maybe some new villains, stuff like
that.
Yeah,
you know you just want the new Pac-Man costumes, you know?
I switched over to the Turtles. Shouldn't you have said the new Turtles costume? You want me to... You just want to dress up like Donatello, don't you? And then I would have cried and admitted it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you messed up. You messed up, so...
Donatello is the best turtle, by the way. I'm just
saying. No. Michelangelo is the best turtle.
No. It's Donatello.
I would disgrace him by changing to him, so I'd do his Donatello instead.
How dare you? How dare you? All right, what else?
I like Donatello. I like the Turtles. I like all of them.
Yeah, but Donatello's the best, and he has the best weapon because it's, like, long range, and it kicks ass. Yeah.
Yeah, video games, that does help. I mean, the fucking Ninja Turtles arcade game, like, he was definitely the best character. Yep. Just because his bow was fucking longer than everything else.
Yep. Leonardo wasn't too bad. He was
Leonardo
good.
And Mikey were good. To help Raph out, they gave him, like, a roll move.
Yeah.
But, I mean, still, like, his weapon was just shorter, and it was... I mean, Donatello's weapon was just a little longer than everybody else's.
Yep.
So, anyway, the other game I've been playing is Breath of the Wild. And, you know, last few weeks I've been saying that, you know, I'm getting to this point where I'm going to start cheating.
Yes.
I'm going to start cheating.
Yes.
So, I decided to finally look up, what the fuck do I need to do to get that old bitch to let me have the fucking ball?
Yes. And?
Apparently, I missed a, like, quest at nighttime.
Quest. Yeah.
That was at night where I had to get fireflies. I had to bring fireflies to a lady because she's too fucking lazy to go outside and look. I had to bring them to her. And they're like, I don't see them outside of town. They're only in this one town or something like that. What are you talking about? There's fucking outside your house right now.
So, I mean, how could you do that? Would you be able to gain that knowledge from in-game? Like, how would you...
Well, I figured out. Because I went to the town at night, and I just talked to people and looked for
something. I got you. Okay. All right. So you did that? What else?
See, I thought I did it, if that is the thing. Because I go to the towns at night and go to them during the day, and I assumed that I had gone tonight and talked to everybody. I guess I hadn't. So, yeah. So anyway, I found out what I needed to do, and then I went on that quest, and now I only have 2 shrines left.
Yes!
And as well as my cheating, I found that there is a I've got the champion tunic, but there's also pants and a hat.
So ooh,
look for those now too.
Oh well, good.
So 2 shrines and find out what quest I'm missing, because I've got like 70 quests done, and I think there's like close to 80. So
yeah, well, I mean, dude, you put your time in that game. Nobody's gonna fault you at all. You know?
They don't care. They can follow me all they want. They can kiss my ass. Yeah.
I like that attitude, Brick. All right. So what else you been playing, man?
That's it. Like I said, I've been watching more TV than anything.
All right. I played just the tiniest bit of Salt and Sanctuary because I've had a busy week. I'm just, you know, I'm basically getting my repost swag back on. You know, I mean, that's the key to that game is learning how to repost and then... using it to your advantage every single time. So that's what I've been doing. All right, let's move on to...
Wait, what about Eric? Didn't he play anything?
Yeah, he already... Didn't you already say, Eric, what you've been playing? Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
God, I didn't even hear it.
Yeah. Well, he said it, so there.
Okay, I believe you. I'm losing my mind here. Okay.
Let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Eric, I did not see any reviews for you, so I'm going to go ahead and move on to Break. Did you have any reviews?
I didn't have any reviews, but I'll say, I've been watching a lot of TV, and I'll just kind of give some thumbs up to some of the stuff I've been watching. Earlier this week, I was sat down to eat some dinner, and, you know, I was just going to watch a little TV while I was eating, and I'm like, I said I'd wait until all the boys' episodes were out, but I'll just watch one episode.
Yes.
Next thing I know, it's 2 in the morning.
That show's so good, man. The Boys. Yeah. It's really, really good. I like the voice.
It is really fucking good. I haven't seen today's episode, but god damn it, I have to.
You know,
every episode would end and they're like, I need to know what happens next.
I still gotta watch season two, man. I gotta watch season two. Yeah. Season one was fantastic. I don't know if season two is any better, but I'm sure it's gonna get good, even better.
Like you said, that dude who plays Highlander or Homelander, he's such a good villain.
Oh, he's don't you want to punch him in the face? He's such a good actor. Like he's just, he's one of those dudes that you're just like, you just look at him and he just looks like an asshole. And I'm sure in real life he's like one of the nicest dudes. You know,
the guys who play the villains usually are the nice people.
Yeah, yeah. So. And he's from Australia, I think.
England. He does an absolutely amazing job. The cast, I think, does an amazing job.
Carl Urban is in it. He's really good. Yeah.
Giancarlo Esposito.
He's fantastic. He's always good in everything he does, man.
He was, like, born to play villains, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. So
I've watched that one night. And obviously, I didn't play video games. And then. Not last night, I guess the night before, Mr. Brickman's like, hey, you know, we've been waiting. You want to watch Stranger Things, even though it's, like, not going to be the second part of it is
now.
Oh,
God, dude. Yes, did you watch it?
Oh, yeah, we watched them all.
Are they all, like, just, like, mini-movies or something?
Oh, so good, dude. It's so good.
They're long episodes is what they mean. Like, the finale episode was, like, an hour and a half long.
Yes, it was, and it was glorious, man.
I know, it was absolutely amazing. The show was fantastic.
That show's good. I can't wait till we can talk about it. Like really talk about it. What else, Brady?
No, we need to do a spoiler episode on Stranger Things one time. Oh, yes. Yes.
Skotoma says, I can't wait till my boys are away. Probably so you can watch all of this shit, right, Skotoma? All right, what else?
Dude. Yeah, you definitely can't watch The Boys.
No, The Boys is very, very adult.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, shit, dude. I don't want to fucking ruin it for you, but there is... I'll just say there is a guy with a special power in the third season to shrink.
Ooh, good.
And there's a sexual act involved, and that is all I will tell
you. I can't wait, man. It's like irreverent like that. I love that show, man. It's so good.
It's like horrifying as you're watching this stuff. Like, oh my, god, I can't believe this is a train wreck. Holy shit, I can't look away. Oh, what are those super guys doing now? Oh my god.
Yeah. What else? What else have you been?
Fucking perverts. That's all they think about. I've also been watching the new Miss Marvel show.
Ooh, I saw the first episode, and I really liked what I saw, for weird reasons, though.
To me, Miss Marvel show is the show for teenagers and like the younger generation superhero show that the Marvel Runaways wanted to be.
Yes, I agree.
Like this feels like they really thought about kids when they're making it, like teenagers, like that generation, and I like it. Yeah, I know it's not geared towards me, but I still enjoy it.
You know why?
Except for what they've done to her powers.
Yeah, they did change her powers.
I don't mind. It's
they completely changed her powers.
I don't mind it, though, because I was listening to Kevin Feige talk about it, and, like, they already have... I mean, look, Fantastic Four is coming up, right? And Reed Richards has the power to, like, stretch, right? So you don't want too close of a hero to that, right? Because then there's some...
The way that both of them use their powers is so vastly different.
Yeah, I know, but for
like
a visual...
she uses hers to turn her fists into giant hammers and, like, swing like Spider-Man and shit like that.
Yeah.
Where, like, Reed uses it like he's fucking rubber.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I know. For the comic book nerds, I mean... But
even in the comics, like, there's a what if of Miles Morales being Thor. So, like, I don't mind her having different powers because, like, I just consider it an alternate universe anyways.
Yeah, well, I like it. I think it's okay. I mean, it is a vastly different set of powers than what's in the book, but I think it's okay. I think...
We're never even going to hear her saying billion at all, are we?
We will. That I can guarantee
it'll,
you we
it'll
will.
Be weird looking with those, like, giant purple hands when she says it.
I know, whatever. But we're just going to have to get used to it, dude.
She has the same thing, but with energy hands instead?
Yeah.
Basically, she's more of a Marvel's version of a Green Lantern now.
Mm. Yeah,
basically,
I would say
she's
that.
She's got power constructs. with her mind.
Yeah. And actually, you know what?
Didn't they technically make her more powerful this way?
Yes, actually they did. I mean,
like I said, they made her basically Marvel's version of Green Lantern, and if you know, Green Lantern's one of the most powerful. Anyway.
That show is going to have big-time relevance to the next big storyline in the Marvel Universe, by the way. So, you know what I love about that series so far is the visuals. The visuals are fucking awesome in that show. Like the chalk drawings on the side of the buildings and shit as they get animated as she's walking. And I think it's fantastic. I love it. And it's really, really a different type of series. And I agree with you. It's not geared towards us, but it's fine. And it's fun. And that's
like I said, it's way better than the other Marvel show I saw that was geared towards like that audience, younger generation. Like that. Marvel's Runaways, like that was a bad show. I'm glad I watched it through the third season though, because
of stuff.
because of Elizabeth Hurley, and you know she always brings her guest stars with her.
Right. Right. All right. Anything else?
What are you talking about? I'm sorry. I got lost.
anything else you've been watching or want to kind of talk about before I get to
my? Everything's been great this week television wise. Like I can't recommend any of them any more than I possibly can. Watch these shows.
Look,
I can understand the people who really aren't into Ms. Marvel, because like we said, it's not geared towards us, but...
Oh, it's good, though.
You're not watching Stranger Things and The Boys.
You don't have to, it doesn't have to be geared for you to like it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, like, The Boys isn't geared for, like, women, I don't think, but, I mean, I could see where women might like that show. You know, it's just, I don't know, I just... I like it, but anyways, I like Ms. Marvel. I think it's a fantastic show, and I think it's one of the more unique shows that they got going, you know, and I think there's a lot of room for improvement for sure, but I think it's good. But anyways, I want to review a movie called Revealer, which I just saw on Shudder. It just popped up on Shudder, and it's basically about a stripper versus a... evangelical right-wing nut job, pretty much. And
you
know, I don't.
You didn't have to add nut job.
Well, no, you do.
It's because kind of an oxymoron now.
Well, I mean, we'll talk maybe more about that later, man. But I do have to add it to this one because she really takes it to the extreme. She organizes a group of people to like go in front of this like old school. It's set in the 80s, so I really like the setting. But it's like an old school, like peep show theater type thing where the women would dance in like, a booth and the booth would open up and of course the men are right there and pay to watch, you know what I
mean?
Well, no, like you pass like, you know, money through a thing and the stripper does what you want him to do type thing.
I had that image of like the, old viewfinders, not viewfinders, but what those, when you go to like a monument or something, you put the money in to look through the telescopes, those pay telescopes.
Yes.
That's what I'm picturing. Like,
yeah, like stands, yeah, like where you
putting in 50 cents, pulling
50 cents, and then it. God damn it! I put the 50 cents and now. Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Stop
but
every second, like more change.
Yeah, exactly. So, sort of like that, but a little bit different. But anyways, it's a horror movie, so of course it's going to take a horrific turn. This woman is dancing, this stripper's dancing, you know, and she doesn't get totally nude. She's she's like a heavier set woman, you know, and she's doing this to make a living, to scrape by, you know. And it ends up being where the apocalypse is happening outside. And the evangelical woman, right? The evangelical woman has to go inside, and she ends up getting stuck in the booth next to the stripper. So they're both in booths, right? So long story short, they end up, you know, kind of having to work together to get out to survive. And there's a lot of banter, which I really like. It's a super smart movie, you know. It's it takes aim at how people perceive each other. And it's got a really strong message of basically, you know, I'm not going to mess with your religion as long as you leave me alone type thing and vice versa. You know, it, it's it's the way that everybody should feel. You know,
yeah, I mean, the opposite of what's going on in America.
Pretty much. So anyways, they end up working together to get out, and they have to fight a demon and all this other stuff. But, I mean, the whole point of it is just the banter between these two, and there's a little twistedy doodah with the evangelical, and it's ironic, let's just put it that way. So, I like it. A lot of irony, a lot of witty talk, you know, debate, whatever, and I don't know. I think if people watch this movie, they would get a better sense of how to treat another human being in this world.
What's this movie and where is it?
It's called Revealer. It's on Shudder. If you're a horror fan, I mean, Shudder is a no-brainer. I mean, it's so good. I mean, they
wish there were like a Shudder app for the PS5 or. I think there might be a Shudder app on the Xbox. But
I think there is, and I think there is for the PS5, if I'm not mistaken, Eric. Mm-hmm. But the only downfall to Shudder is that it only does up to 720p, which is a shame because there's a lot of movies that they play that are in 4K that, you know, have special editions on the Arrow, for instance, and I don't know. I just think that they would, if they were to charge me a buck or two more a month for 4K, I would pay it because it's such a good service. It's got some of the most unique horror movies, some of the best horror movies. I mean, it's just really good. They got something good going if they could just get the high definition going. So, you know, I don't know. Okay. So with that being said, I give Revealer a solid 8 out of 10. I think it's a unique enough movie that has a lot of good undertones that are going on in America that should be talked about. Let's just put it that way. Which, speaking of, let's go on to everybody's favorite. And I kind of want to get done with this show sooner than later because there's a big-time hockey game going on tonight. So, uh-huh. So you know, I mean, let's just...
No, but I've missed, like, the first show.
We're going. We're still going. I'm not going to rush. Look, break. I'm not going to rush anybody. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to rush anybody, but, you know, hey, let's get this show on the road because we only got 9 minutes type of thing. No, I'm just kidding, man. they usually start the game about a half an hour after start time anyway. So let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Okay, look, I know what everybody's stinko is going to be this week, so let's just mention our stinko, and then we will talk about it in our free-for-all, okay?
Okay, I'm not going to mention that one. I'm just going to mention this one. The Ohio Republicans, Mike DeWine, in this last year, actually in the last, like, couple weeks, they have authorized school boards to allow teachers to carry guns, remove training background check and licensure requirements to carry concealed firearms, and they just... guaranteed that no cities can enact any knife laws. So concealed knives are also perfectly legal in Ohio now.
Is there an age limitation at all, Brakes?
On the knives, I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's what I am really interested in, if there's some age limitations there. I mean, I think it's a sad state. I mean, I'm all for gun rights, but if you talk to almost any teacher, I mean, like, the vast majority of teachers are very anti-carrying guns. So, yeah. I want to see how this plays out, actually. And I think Ohio is the first one to kind of enact this stuff. So, we'll see. We'll see if this is... I mean, it's going to be at the expense of, you know, quite a few lives.
People.
But,
of people, of us.
Yes.
Family, friends... you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't see an age on here, but basically the law codifies that knives, razors, or cutting instruments not used as a weapon do not count as a deadly weapon. So if you're carrying something like that, or you use like
straight razors, and you know.
Yeah, no, those aren't weapons now. But brass knuckles, cestuses, I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Billy clubs, blackjack, sandbags, switchblades, spring blades, gravity knives, and similar weapons are all perfectly legal to conceal and carry now anywhere you go in Ohio.
All right. Well, I mean, I'd much rather that people just duke it out, you know, fist fight, mutual combat, than guns or knives, but,
yeah. You know, well, I mean. Not in Ohio. In Ohio, it is now feudal Japan. I'm going to start training in the ways of the sword here soon.
Okay, I like that. Well, I mean.
Well, yeah. I can't have a gun, and I mean, you can commit suicide with a sword, but you really got to work for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what do they call that? Harry Carey, but in Japanese it's Hari Kodu or something like that. Eric would probably know more than I would, but yeah, I don't recommend carrying even a knife around, bro. You know right. what I mean?
Right.
It's
funny, like, just imagine people walk around the shop and encourage samurai swords on their back and shit. Yeah.
Dude, I mean,
down the aisle with a broad axe. And,
yeah.
Like a,
you know, that would be, I mean, if we could ban guns and just have everybody carry around knives, that probably would be better, you know? I mean.
It would be better, I mean.
You know? I mean,
knife attacks happen across the world, and people do die from knife attacks, but it's not as easy to kill somebody with a knife as it is with a gun.
Right, right. You have to get in close to do that, yeah. Which I can see be horrific in a school.
And
but
people are more likely to survive a knife attack than a gun attack.
That's true, too. But, you know, I mean, Freak 5 Stinko, while I was out of town, a squirrel chewed a hole in the screen of one of my windows on my right front porch. So they could get on my porch and eat the squirrel food.
Fucking squirrels.
I hate squirrels. Wow. I can't stand squirrels, man. I'm a big anti-squirrel person. I think they're the bane of my existence, man. They rub me wrong, man. Like, my parents are like they love squirrels. Like, they're, at how
they
cute.
They feed them, don't they?
Oh, they do feed them.
They encourage them.
Yes!
Oh, God.
And I'm like, do you realize the amount of fucking germs and, like, just nastiness that these things are bringing into your yard? Just think about that, parents, before you decide to... Actually, they're not feeding them. They're just, you know, they feed the birds, and they think it's okay if the squirrels share. And I'm like, you realize that they're scaring the fucking birds away. Or the squirrels.
Yeah, the squirrels are birds. Assholes. They steal... food from any animal. Like, you put food out there for the birds, it's like, that's for me, isn't it?
No. Yep, and then they go and steal it. You know, I did see, though, I think I'm going to try to buy some. It's fairly expensive, but if you buy these, like, bird seeds that have, like, really hot chili on them, like, the birds don't feel it at all, and it doesn't fuck them up, it doesn't, you know, hurt them, but the squirrels can't take it. So they try to eat it, and they're like, oh, this is too hot, I can't eat this, and then they don't eat it. So I'm thinking of, like, buying some of that to give to my parents, you know, to put out in there. But I don't know. It's just
right.
And they just bring disease. They're like rats. They're tree rats. That's exactly what they are.
Yep.
I'm not saying rats are bad, but wild rats are bad. Nobody wants a rat in their house, right? Unless
disease
it's like
carrying.
Yep. And unless they're
insect or parasite carrying type
yep.
thing. Yeah. Like,
yep.
Definitely don't want a rat.
Well.
You can get pet rats.
Yeah,
pet
rats are cool. They're actually really, really cool. I'm just talking about, like, the wild ones, right? And it just, I don't know, they suck. And I can't stand squirrels, man. They're fucking devious. They, like what Freak 5 said, they chew on the fucking screens and anything else so that they can get food. And I can't stand them. Ugh. They're the bane of my existence. So, yes, I understand that, break, man. It's just, ugh. I understand that, Freak 5. It's just, ugh. Fuck squirrels. I love watching those videos on YouTube, break, man. Are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm there. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find a... Wait, is Eric here?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to find the age on the knives rule, and I just can't find it. Just, I'm trying to skim through that while we're talking, so it's... Reading and talking.
Yeah, I love those videos where like on YouTube where they fling squirrels like to like the moon. I love that stuff, man. Let's see if I can find a squirrel. Oh, here's one right here. Squirrel launching. This one's like, hold on. Hold on, I don't want to get in too much trouble, so I'll just, let's play this, and I'm going to transition here so you guys can see this squirrel getting flung while we talk about some more stinkos here. Eric, I know your stinko's the SCOTUS decision, right?
Oh, there's another one. I have to work 9s next week.
You have to work 9 hours? Is that what you're saying? Oh, that sucks, man.
Nine-hour days or just 9 hours?
9-hour days.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were like... I didn't know if you're upset because you had to work too much or too little. Okay.
I love these squirrel flinging ones. I'm just going to show this video and then I'll get it off of here. But I guess
because we're making it up for the inevitable... 4th of July, so they probably want to claw some of those hours back that they're going to lose, so...
Yeah.
5 extra hours for the week.
Well, I mean, overtime is always good to get paid a little extra, right, Eric? I mean, that'll pay for an extra game or two for you. I mean, if you look at it that way, you know. But I'm just waiting for this girl to get flung before we move on. I love this so much. I can't tell you how... And it's not like this kills them. You know, they just...
They enjoy it. They scream, woohoo, when it's happening.
I mean, look, oh God, please just fling it just all the way to the other yard. That would be fantastic. It's what we're watching is called squirrel launching. You can find it on YouTube. And it's a video that has like 4.5 million views. And it's just basically...
It's the sport of the future.
Yep, it's a homemade kind of catapult. That once the squirrel gets in, once the mechanism is released, it just launches them to, into oblivion, which is where every squirrel deserves to be. Oh, come on, do it right now. This is perfect. Just do it.
It's like the new battle bots. Like, instead of, like, building robots, you're building the new catapult. Like,
I don't know if you guys
show around catapulting squirrels.
Oh, God.
I
it's,
love this.
Dude,
I think we can make a fortune.
Those videos are the best, man. It kind of
reminds me of bungee ferret tossing.
Yeah, bungee ferret tossing. But anyway, so all right. So mine is also the SCOTUS decision, but in a different way. When we get to it, actually, let's just get to Sweetos. I mean, let's talk about something happy before we have to talk about something that's not good.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet, Sweeto of the week.
All right, Breakman, your Sweeto of the week.
To all the great television, Stranger Things, like, and The Boys, like, these are shows I went in with high expectations, and I have not been let down. You know what I mean?
I thought I was going to be let down big time by Stranger Things, and I was blown away. Break. So I'm with you 100%. So very happy for that. It's the only reason that I'm keeping Netflix, by the way. The only reason.
Like I've said before, like that, like Stranger, like the shows I like are the only real reason that I've kept Netflix, like Stranger Things. And
why aren't you watching JoJo, Frank?
I am going to watch JoJo before I get rid of Netflix, actually, Eric.
And the way they're slowly releasing part 6 is...
I was going to say, yeah, that's a reason.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, it just ends in the middle of, like, an arc.
12
like,
episodes, sudden, and it's like, gonna, and we're going to have to wait till the fall for the next 12, and who knows how long for the next 12 after that.
Mrs. Yeah. Freak's birthday was Wednesday.
And, yeah, it's probably going to be a series of 3 12 episode stints, because most JoJo parts nowadays are, like, 40 or so episodes long.
Happy belated birthday to Mrs. Freak. Her birthday was on Wednesday, so definitely tell her from all of us, Freak, that we said happy birthday. And yesterday was Fury's, his dog's gotcha day, like adoption day. That's cool. Right on. That's very cool.
Or do you mean like gotcha, like that movie from the 80s, like he's falling around and shooting paintballs and stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Shot the dog with a paintball. You're mine, bitch!
Oh, Scotima said Orville on Hulu.
Yeah,
I've never seen Orville.
I didn't want to talk about it yet because I haven't seen this week's episode.
I haven't seen Orville ever. Is it worth watching?
Me neither.
Yeah, I love Orville. Right. It's the modern Star Trek, really.
Okay.
It's Star Trek with more of a sense of humor, doesn't really take itself seriously, but also more, I'd say, more progressive.
Okay. All right. Saturday, we went on a ghost tour in a castle in Springfield, Missouri, Freak 5 said. Kept my mouth shut so as to not ruin the experience for others. Oh, I hear you, Freak 5. I know what you're saying. He's a skeptic, so he's like, you know, he wants to say, like point out the deficiencies in the methodology and all that. I get it. All right. Eric, did
you
have
I would have gone in. I would have, like, walked away from the crowd at certain points and, like, you hear a banging noise or, woo! Right. What was that?
Just fuck with people. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah. Or, like, throw something in the corner. Oh, my God, what was that? You know, just shit like that. Yeah. All right, Eric, did you have a sweeto?
Or you can deal with facilitated communication.
Yeah. Eric, did you have a sweeto?
Not really.
All right.
Oh, wait, yeah. I did get a gift card from work.
That's good.
And we had a raffle, and I decided to get a bowl, which is obviously supposed to be used for popcorn, but I don't like popcorn, so I'll just put whatever in it. Mm-hmm. And then a cup, and then it's like a set of stuff, like, and then plate.
Yeah.
And I think there's like a Tupperware thing that you can put on top of the bowl.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
No, except that, I'm on the new machine finally, and it's so much better, but it's, in other ways, it's worse because it's hot back there now, and, I have to slowly put in stuff because I can only put so much in at a time because it's a shredder instead of a, something that I could just dump stuff into.
All right.
But I don't miss having to tie the bales by hand anymore. So that's nice.
Yeah. Alright. Alright. Mine is this weekend is my birthday, and all I want to do for my birthday is watch the Avalanche win tonight and finish off a hard-fought quick series. It's been dominating, actually. There's only one game where they got thoroughly outplayed, but I'm expecting them to win tonight. So the city of Denver is going to be on fire tonight, just to let everybody know. And that's how it is. So, you know.
I wish we had a Major League Hockey team. We got a minor league hockey team. I haven't been to in a long time, though.
I mean, you would think that Cincinnati would have one, man. I mean, it's perfect. You know, it's a perfect market for one. I mean, you know.
We got snowballed into a new soccer team.
Oh, yeah, soccer. You know, we have every major championship except for basketball and baseball here. We have football, we have hockey, we have soccer. We actually have a soccer championship, Colorado Rapids. And actually, we have a lacrosse championship here, too. Oh, and by the way, this will be the first time in a long time that we also have hockey championship, too, like college. Hockey DU just won the championship. They're like, dude, it's weird. Like, Denver University has won more championships than they're tied with Michigan for the most college hockey championships. It's crazy. I think they have 9. They tied the record this year. So it'll be the first time in a long time that both the college hockey championship and the professional hockey championship in one city. So that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. If they do it tonight, actually they got 3 straight shots to do it. They're up 3-1. The series is over. It's just a matter of when. And I'm just hoping to get it done tonight. Also, it's my birthday on Sunday, so I don't know if I mentioned.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday in advance to me. Which happy who says
birthday.
That? Yeah, thanks. So there we go. All right, let's get to the elephant in the room, guys. Alright, for anybody that has had their head under a rock today, landmark decision, we knew this was coming from a leaked, I don't know if it was a memo or what, that the Supreme,
yeah, it was a leak, yeah.
The Supreme Court was going to overturn Roe v. Wade, and today that has happened. Now, I don't want to talk about the controversies of abortion. What I want to talk about is the impact that this is going to have. And I Specifically, Bernie's very disappointed today. She's a woman. I think she speaks for a lot of women today. I think the vast majority of women. I know that there are a lot of conservatives that are lauding the decision to bring it to the States, but they really shouldn't. And I'm going to break it down for you all today.
Yeah, women are now the property of the state. I'm sorry, pregnant women are now property of the state. So depending on what state it is, you have different rights.
Right, and that was my point going into this, okay? Let's start from the beginning. Joe Biden's
even besides that, like, there are, like, issues related to people who need medications to survive because those medications were provided under, like abortion clinics, which are going to get shut down now.
Well, okay. Yeah, not after they're done with those, they're going to get rid of contraceptive access also.
Okay, that was mentioned by Justice Thomas, which is where I want to talk about.
This is just beginning. I said it on Twitter. This is the first nail in the coffin of democracy for America.
Okay, I agree with you, Breakman, but
this is just the start. It's getting worse and
but there's different angles I want to talk about today, okay? The first is Joe Biden's a piece of shit. And let me tell you why Joe Biden is a piece of shit. Because Joe Biden, if you guys remember, well, Eric, you may not remember, but Breakman, I'm pretty sure you remember. When Justice Thomas was going up for confirmation, there was a huge scandal with Justice Thomas. Do you remember? Anita Hill.
Yep.
Okay. Joe Biden was the one that basically undressed Anita Hill in front of the entire nation and made it like it wasn't a big deal that Justice Thomas was sleeping around with Anita Hill, right? And I think that's where this all started, because Justice Thomas was the facilitator of a lot of this shit, okay? For years, I mean, actually for years, we've been talking about this, Break. The justice system needs reform, all right? And one of the main things that needs to be reformed is... I kind of agree with that too, Skodoma. 9/11 was another nail in the coffin. But I honestly believe that Justice Thomas should have been nowhere near the Supreme Court, right? I don't care if you're conservative or, liberal, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Independent. It does not matter.
Republicans and Democrats have no problem with rapists.
They don't. And look at Joe Biden's in office, and he's a creepster. There have been plenty of Republican creepsters as well. Justice Kavanaugh is a piece of shit. Now here's another, and I said this, and Breakman, correct me if I'm wrong. You've said this as well, I think. There should be term limits on justices. No more lifetime appointments.
No excuse for a lifetime appointment.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And the thing with lifetime appointments is when these were implemented originally, the lifetime expectancy of the average human being was like 50.
Yes.
Or 60, yes. You know? Now we're expected to live late into our 70s, even 80s. Like, it's like all our laws are based on things that, happened in the 18th century, right? And shit.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg had no business being in the Supreme Court into her 80s. No business whatsoever. We could go over the history of the Supreme Court and why it there should be... Skodoma said it right.
Just look with Obama could have sat, Merrick Garland, right?
Yep.
And instead, he let Moscow Mitch dictate everything.
Yeah.
I feel like...
destroy his agenda.
Go ahead, Eric. What
do you feel like? The Supreme Court shouldn't even exist. Like, it's very Zixons.
No.
Illegal.
I think it should exist, but in a different form, Eric. I think what Skodoma said is spot on, right? We talk about Republicans a lot, but he says something very, very poignant here. Democrats are crying that they want more people in the courts when they should be crying for term limits. That's 100% correct, Skodoma. I couldn't
have said that a billion times.
We've said that on this show for years.
And the Senate and the House, oh my God, like Nancy Pelosi has been in office since the fucking 80s.
I agree. And there should be term limits in the House, the Senate. Well, the Senate does have term limits, doesn't it? Isn't it like two terms and you're out type deal? The House is the one where you
no,
can...
I don't think they have...
Oh, no. You're right. The Senate and the House doesn't have term limits. We agree on this.
They
always
talk about it every election cycle. There's always somebody who's like, we need term limits, you know. They never do anything about it.
This is... Democrats and Republicans both should be crying to the heavens right now about term limits, right? The Republicans can celebrate this, right? Because it's, you know, something that they all agree with. Let's get rid of Roe versus Wade. But be careful what you wish for, Republicans, because there are repercussions to it, and I will get to it, right? I mean, not only have you taken the right... for a woman to choose whether or not to have a baby or not, which is, you know, if you want to argue the morality of it, fine. I understand both points of view, right? But Bernie also wanted me to talk to you guys about this, right? Back in the day, right, way before I ever met Bernie, right? And Bernie never gets political. She never talks about anything that's controversial. Bernie is such a loving person. She loves everybody, right? But she was very sad today and very dismayed. And the reason she was dismayed is because if this would have happened back when she had an atopic pregnancy, she would have died. And I would have never have met Bernie. And we wouldn't have been together today. And that's a shame. That's a damn shame.
That I think everybody knows somebody who's got an abortion at some point, right?
Or peripherally, you know?
Or like, I know somebody personally who got an abortion because they, you know, because the baby wasn't going to be viable.
Right. And
it would have put her life at risk.
Right.
That would be against the law in Ohio now.
Right.
And in a lot of other states.
And there's 22 states that this affects, right? So it's almost half. Almost half of the states, this is going to affect women, right? Now, there's a different angle to this that I want to talk to you
about.
And
let me say one thing. Men, if you think the government's just going to stop with women, like, if they can control women's bodies, if the state governments decide what women do with their bodies, yeah, they'll decide what to do with our bodies, too.
Well, look, that's going to take a lot longer because it's a patriarchal society still. But... Who's to say that they can't say that there's mandatory vasectomies at the age of 30? If you haven't had a kid at the age of 30, then too bad, right?
For instance, just look at what DeSantis is doing in Florida. Like, he's making sure people can't get vaccines. Like, kids can't get vaccines.
Right. Well,
so,
I mean...
Like, I'm saying, like, they're... Like, they're not going to stop just taking away rights from women. They're going to take away rights from everybody.
Well, it's the beginning of the end of democracy, I think. I think Scotoma also hit the nail on the head.
Well, he's like 9/11, like that's... But, yeah, like, we did lose a lot of rights at that point, right?
Right.
Now that I think about it.
Yep. Yeah. No, he's spot on, man. 9/11 happened. Yeah. We lost our privacy, pretty much. I mean, the Patriot
Act... I'm
not
a conspiracy theorist, but what if the whole invasion of Iraq... And the subsequent leveling of the Twin Towers was premeditated.
Well, happen, there's a lot of red flag operations, Eric. I mean,
yeah,
that's
by the Illuminati, like the Marvel supervillains that are controlling the world from the background. Is that what's going on?
Well, or I think I don't think it's too far off to say.
At the very least, it was a series of incidents which they greatly took advantage of.
Yeah. I mean, that's what any good scumbag does, is they take advantage of the situation, no matter how horrible it is. I mean, look at 9/11. Rudy Giuliani and Trump benefited heavily from it.
Yeah. Well, look.
Thousands of lives were lost, and they used it to make money.
Yeah. So, here's my take on things, right? There's the immediate impact is already going to be felt, right? Like Eric said, the abortion clinics are going to be closing down in a lot of these states. Women are not going to have at least access to abortions.
Yeah, women will still have abortions.
They will.
Like I said, people will have medications that you can get at these clinics, and then their lives are going to be in danger. They're basically going to die if they can't get their medicine.
Yeah. So here's a different way of looking at it. I think the red states are stupid for allowing this, and let me tell you why. I'm neither Republican or Democrat. I've said it a million times on this show before. I can't stand either party, right? But I think economically, they fucked themselves, right? Because, look, I'm not saying there's going to be a mass exodus right now of people leaving their states, but people are going to leave their states, right? States like Colorado, New Mexico, California, Washington, Oregon, you know, New York, people are going to leave your state, all right? Depending on how restrictive a lot of these things are, and that's going to affect your economy.
What and we then, really need is for big businesses to step up and say we're not going to do business in these states.
They're not going to do it. I'm telling you right now, they're not going to do it because
I'm saying what we need is not what's going to happen because it's not
right. So, I mean, I can't, man, Skodema. That what you just said right there, Democrats are crying that they want more people in the courts. That's going on right now. People are calling for...
That's like the guns rules. We need more guns. No, we need more people. No, we don't.
Right.
We need less people. We don't need the court.
We probably need a five-person court. We need less people. Why aren't they thinking about that? Lessening the court. Let's go down to three.
Less the court, term limits.
Term limits, 3 to 5 justices. I think 3. Because I think that's enough variety of people that you could get in there. Term limits.
No, I think we need more.
I don't.
I think we should just make thousands of judges and fuck everything up.
Fuck that, man.
We're fucked as it is. Let's just go all in and crazy.
Well, according to the Democrats, they want four more justices in there. And well, look at
how out of touch they are. Today, they got their gun bill signed, which is completely shocking. It's not going to do much of anything. But they got it signed, and then, you know, Pelosi takes this as a, you know, she won. It's a big victory. Gets a group of Democrats outside of the Capitol building, and they're all singing, celebrating. God bless America.
Right.
Meanwhile, women just realize that their rights have been stripped from them.
Right.
Fucking Nancy Pelosi's throwing a party while the fucking country's burning.
I agree. Look, here's the thing. Right now, the Democrats are crying about more fucking justices, and they should be saying what Skodema just said there, term limits, period. That should be the biggest fucking thing on everybody's agenda right now, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican.
Maybe an age limit for who could be on the Supreme Court, too.
Freak 5 says the point
we
is...
We got a bunch of old fossils in there.
Well, that's when we need term limits in the first... But I don't have a problem with somebody who's, old if they are just... If it's their first term or something. You know, but the problem is we got, the Joe Bidens that have been in there since, early 90s?
Joe Biden's a piece of shit, man. I can't stand him.
They've been in there for way goddamn too long.
I can't wait for the State of the Union tomorrow.
Oh, God. What is he going to say? Oh, we need more of this. Oh, if only you had the majority in the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And you know what's fucked up? Breakman, you brought up something super, super poignant, man. I think it was a few weeks back, you mentioned Obama had a fucking super majority and could have passed any fucking law he wanted. He could have fucking put any judge he wanted in there. He could have done anything. And people get mad at me when I call him the do-nothing president.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden is the second coming of the do-nothing president, except he's even stupider than Obama. You know, it's so dumb. And Skodema said age limit, too.
The biggest difference between him, between Obama and Biden, is Obama had charisma.
Oh, big fucking wow.
I don't normally
That's it.
Do this.
I mean, Obama could talk. He was a great
I don't
talk,
normally do this, but, I want to put out an invitation to people
But he underperformed heavily.
No doubt.
I
want
to put out an invitation to people that decided to block me on certain social medias.
Well,
if you are listening or you're a fan of the person that runs that podcast and you're listening, maybe you could convince them for me. But I told you I was right, and whatever argument we had, I want to talk it out, and I hope you understand why I thought the way I did. Right. Now that we've seen this stuck on.
Skodema says Joe Biden has lied more than any other president in history. I disagree with that.
was a piece of shit.
Trump has set the bar, Scotomud. Trump is a liar. He's always has been, and he's been caught in so many fucking lies. But I agree with you. He's a big time liar too. So
I wasn't really done, but thanks.
Well, I'm sorry. No, go ahead, Eric.
You're done because we say so.
No, go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Eric. What else?
Like, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
I'm open for you to talk to me, and you know where to find me.
There you go. All right. Did you guys see the cue card that was revealed? I've seen a bunch of shit. Scotoma. I mean, trust me, I am no fan of Joe Biden at all whatsoever, but I'm no fan of fucking Trump. I'm no fan of any fucking politician. They all fucking suck.
I think at this point we're lucky we haven't gotten involved in wars, because that was one of my biggest concerns with O'Biden.
O'Biden? Might as well be O'Biden, man.
Right. Like, that's something nobody ever wants to talk about with Obama, is how many wars he got us involved in.
Yeah, we went from three to
being a globalist and worrying about what was going on around the
world. You know, the thing I hate Obama the most for is just how completely, utterly evil and depraved you have to be in order to gaslight the people of Flint by doing a stunt with water.
Oh God, I hated that shit, man.
He drank water and said it was fine.
You know what if he really wanted to do that, he should have went to somebody's house and drank it straight from the tap.
It was a tiny sip. It wasn't even like a big gulp or anything.
Nah, he's worthless. He was worthless then, and you know,
of course worthless he now. To do nothing about it then.
Worthless now. They're all worthless. So you know, whatever.
And when he was campaigning
throughout this country, this,
and when he was campaigning for Biden, and when he was campaigning for Biden, he played hoops and. Like, he made a comment that suggested that he was... other people suggested this, but it might as well have been him saying it, because he's a big piece of shit who gaslit people, so...
We'd be better off with neither, Scotoman.
I wasn't done.
Go ahead, Eric. Jesus. Go ahead.
I guess this is payback for all the times I've interrupted you.
Well, I mean, how does it feel, Eric? Does it feel nice? Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
Anyways, he was basically saying about that's what I do, and it's basically like the drones dropping bombs on civilians. That's where they were making a reference to the people commenting on him. That's what he was saying, which very much well have been the case.
Yeah, I think we're better off with none of them, Scotoma. I mean, I don't think Trump would be better right now. I mean, Trump fucking fumbled everything that he ever did in his life.
It's kind of like what I've been saying. The Supreme Court shouldn't exist. Major issues like civil rights should be left up to the public. Why are we letting a group of stupid old fucks doing the voting for us? Why aren't we voting? Why don't we have power? That's why the Supreme Court exists, because to take it away from us.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
on one hand, I can kind of get it. There is a large contingent of the American public that is just stupid as shit and shouldn't be left with that power. But I think there's a great deal more who would understand how to use that power effectively.
By the people, for the people, Eric. I mean, that's a saying for a reason.
One
right?
of the biggest things that my conservative Republican parents told me. The number one thing a government should do is to protect its citizens, and this is far removed from that.
I agree. I totally agree, man.
They're complete fucking failures, too, for not understanding that the party they voted for was voting against them.
Yeah. Now, so, let's just summarize real here. I'm not a fan of this decision because I think it has far-reaching ramifications beyond.
Yes, we talked a little bit about that. Like I said, if they have the right to control a woman's body, what's going to stop them from doing anything else?
Yeah, it's the same point that Scotoma brought up earlier with 9/11 break. Like, once 9/11 happened, we got TSA and our privacy is... I mean, if you go outside right now and you get in your car, you go into the city or even in rural areas in most instances, look at the top of the telephone poles. And I mean, what do you see? You see cameras everywhere, right? I mean, we have no privacy, and I know there's no expectation of privacy in public, but when Big Brother is looking at you through a lens every single place you go, then what's the point of a fucking country, you know?
Taking advantage of 9/11, like, does industry usually took advantage of it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they popped in and saw, like, hey, this is our chance to spy on the American people.
Right. And up to and including fucking looking at you naked when you go through those fucking scanners and keeping those pictures. Yeah. Right? So now you got some... And I never go through those scanners, by the way. Fuck those scanners. I'll make them touch my fucking junk.
I take my underwear off right before I get in line.
Well...
So they get a show.
No, I'm a nice guy
like that.
No, I want... Look, this is what I do, and I very rarely go into the airports, but when I do, I go in there, and I refuse to go through the scanner, so they have to take the time to come and touch my junk, and then I tell them, I look them straight in the eye, and I tell them, usually people take me to dinner first before they do that. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that's the state of America right now, right? We're becoming more and more fascist, and, you know... And Trump aside, it's not Trump that this was a problem that's been brewing forever. I know we railed against
the party system. We've bitched and moaned and cried about for so long. This is the inevitability of a two-party system that one party will eventually win.
100%. 100%. And it just, look, you made a good point on Twitter earlier too, Break. How dare you, Break Man? I see what you're saying in there, son of a bitch. No, I honestly think that you made a great point on Twitter earlier, and I'm trying to find it. Where what did you say, man? I lost my train of thought because I was busy paying attention to your chat comment, Break. But no, I mean these are all good points, man. We've been losing our fucking free. Oh, by the way, the Supreme Court also said that the police no longer have to read you your Miranda rights.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, what a great decision that is, everybody. Now the police can just, with impunity, just like, you know, kick your ass and not tell you that you actually have rights. So, there you go. I mean, you know, what?
Yeah, the only right
and, until, to get until the SCOTUS votes against rights. Those rights, too.
Yeah, and SCOTUS makes a great point. All this time since they have enacted people to screen people in the airport, how many people have they caught as a terrorist? Name me one person one terrorist that they've caught since.
They have stopped some plots, but like the number's so ridiculously small, it's not even
worth
it.
That's news to me.
It's the same as like at the border. Like they were they caught some terrorists trying to enter the southern border. Like what last week or something.
Which has
like that.
Nothing to do with the Mexican people trying to get into
right,
this country,
right, but
okay.
That was like a whole blown up story. Like, well, see, terrorists are coming across the border and stuff like that. Well, mm-hmm. Some terrorists tried to come across the border, but they were busted.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we wanted?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so exactly what we want to happen happened. How is this a problem?
Yeah.
But yet Republicans have, you know, spin it this way. As terrorists are trying to get across the border.
Yeah.
And you're stopping them.
And meanwhile, Democrats are crying about how many justices we got. You know, I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's such
a
stupid point.
In front of the Capitol building.
Yeah, and reciting poems like Nancy Pelosi mm-hmm. did today, which, by the way, was a very Zionistic poem that she recited. But that's for a different day.
Well, what was going on when she like they she had that ceremony with the gold pins or something?
Oh God.
I can't remember what that was about, but something else was terrible was happening in this country while she was doing this like big, like, look at me, I'm special.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the first woman to do this. Well, you've been there for 100 years. Of course you were going to be the first woman to do it eventually. You're yeah. aged out of everybody else.
No, Scotoma makes a good point, too. He said they didn't study where TSA is only 50% effective at actually catching anything, so shit is still getting through. Look, there was a news crew. Scotoma, that right after all this shit was enacted, right, got through, and they made sure and told the airport that they did it, and they didn't disclose where they did it at because it would have been a big thing. They got a grenade, a knife, and a gun through security, no problem. No problem whatsoever. So I agree with you. It's less than 50% effective. I think it's probably 25%. And what have they found? Maybe some knives, like some Leatherman type knives and lighters and stupid shit like that. It's dumb. There is no terroristic problem. We've had one attack in the past how many fucking years? I mean, it does nothing but take our freedoms away. It's stupid. You know, whatever. I got a text from someone saying they were Nancy Pelosi asking me for $20. He's Freakbite says, "Bitch, you have more money than me. Send me 20." That's another good point. A lot of these fucking, we talked about it, money and politics. Nothing will change until the money in politics is gone. Period.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, but
this country's going to die.
Right.
Well, I should say, the country's going to live on, but our freedom is going to die. We're just going to become, you know.
Right.
We're going to become a not a free nation, no matter what they tell us.
Like I said.
We're a free nation. No, we're not. Well, can we go do this or this? No.
Like I said, break. You know, 20 years from now, we might not have a fucking planet to live on anyway. So, you know, a habitable planet. So, I mean, I think those studies are true. The study from MIT, the study that was reaffirmed by Harvard University. It was a 1973 study that said the fall of society is going to happen in approximately the year 2040.
Well,
so,
think about this. The people who are fighting most against, like, renewable things, like reusable energy and sustainable food supply are the same people who are fighting to make sure women can't have abortions. Like, they're fighting for more people on the planet that we're already struggling food-wise with, you know?
I know, man. It's amazing. But anyways, we got to wrap it up. I've got a hockey game to watch, and, you know, hopefully there'll be some goodness this weekend for me to be happy with. So let's go ahead and end it, man. I got a birthday weekend to think about.
That's cool. I'll go eat or something like that.
I need to eat dinner too. I haven't added anything since lunch.
Yeah. So let's go, man. Let's do our plugs. Breakman, your plugs, please.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, where I'm throwing a fit about something or other. And, you know, you can burst it since then.
Right.
I make a lot of people mad. It's fine.
Good. I mean, fuck, we should be mad. Republicans and Democrats should be mad right now. We should get rid of the fucking the whole two-party system altogether. Fuck the two-party system, man. It's stupid. It's dumb. Can we just vote on candidates based on their policies and their, you know, their stance on things instead of a fucking party? Why do you have to have a party attached to your name? So dumb. Stupid. It's dumb. All right.
It's money and power.
Yep.
That's all it is.
All right, Eric, what you got?
I didn't do any reviews this week, or at least, but I might do something tomorrow, because I'll actually finally have free time. And I didn't do it today, because I took a nap almost immediately after I got home. Because I need to work off the food I ate at our picnic, for the company picnic we had. I have written reviews on BosserFastRecade.com, and there's the audio feed for the iAudio reviews, and like I said, I'd probably have something there tomorrow, because I'll finally have the time. If you like either of those things, and you want to support me, there is a link to my Patreon and my Twitter profile, Eric at EricRPG on Twitter, and sending me as little as a dollar a month, or just a one time for whatever amount you can give me at that time, would be nice. I'd like to be able to do more than just do audio podcasts. I'd like to hopefully be able to stream one day. I mean, I do have a streaming device, but getting it working has not been easy. I might need a new setup.
All right, Eric. What else you got?
That's really it. 4th of July is next week.
All right. Is this the last show? Okay. We're gonna go back.
Last show of June.
Yeah. Let's decide real quick. What tournament we're gonna do. And then can you put it together, Break, sometime during the week? Are we gonna do
tournaments? Sure, I'll make a tournament.
Yeah. Can you just decide on something, Break, and then we'll do it. Just put together a list of games and stuff, and I will.
Well, we still haven't done Game Boy Advance.
Oh, let's do Game Boy Advance. How does that sound?
Okay, I'll do Advance.
Yeah, the top 64 Game Boy Advance. Send me a list, and I'll put it in a bracket style, and then we'll do Best Porn Star. We'll do that maybe next week, man. Oh shit! All right.
Hey, How dare you? Requested. Don't get mad at me.
How dare you? All right, you could follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You could follow me on any of the systems RP Grinders. I'm going to plug hopefully the Avs winning tonight and ending the Stanley Cup run, first time in 20 years. So I'm excited for that. You still have two GBAs, right on, Scotoma. That's awesome. Fuck the Supreme Court. Fuck the two-party system. Democracy is dead.
Captain America shields. That yeah.
So, I think that's about it. What else? Get Shudder. Shudder's a great service. I just wish that they would do like 4K or at least 1080p. But whatever. Okay, that's about it. You guys have anything else?
Stay safe.
All right. Break anything?
Seek asylum in sanctuary states.
All right. Oh God! Longest note ever, man. All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Backlit screens were the best, man. Awesome.
Fucking mirrors, you had to go up like a whole Game Boy and a little rubber lamp. All it did was put like a little bright spot.